In 1939, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt received a letter from Albert Einstein. The Nobel Prize-winning physicist warned him that scientific advancements in Nazi Germany made the construction of extremely powerful bombs conceivable. Roosevelt gathered a group of top military and scientific experts, and with the support of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, a project to make a nuclear bomb began. The Manhattan Project was officially created on the 13th of August, 1942. It was so named because its first offices were in Manhattan. General Leslie R. Groves was appointed to head the project. He employed a brilliant academic called J. Robert Oppenheimer to direct research and development. Oppenheimer had little experience and no Nobel Prize, but he was charismatic and very persuasive. A top-secret laboratory, codenamed Project Y, was required for theoretical and experimental work. Oppenheimer suggested it be located on a beautiful, isolated mesa in the mountains of New Mexico. An elite private boys' school there was purchased, and 46,000 acres of land appropriated, displacing Native American and Hispanic communities. By the end of 1943, the secret town of Los Alamos, with a population reaching 75,000, had sprung up out of nowhere. Oppenheimer traveled across America to recruit physicists, chemists, metallurgists, and explosives experts, luring them and their families with higher-than-average wages. He insisted that Project Y be an academic rather than a military environment, though the latter provided security. To keep it secret, Los Alamos was self-contained, with schools, a hospital, and even theaters. The town was not mentioned on driving licenses, birth certificates, or on mail. Oppenheimer's staff included many stars of the scientific community, including Enrico Fermi, Richard Feynman, and Seth Neddermeyer. Many female and some African-American scientists and technicians worked there or at other sites. The Manhattan Project had two other main locations. Oak Ridge, Tennessee was home to uranium enrichment plants and a plutonium production reactor, while Hanford, Washington had a full-scale plutonium production plant. Dozens of other sites were scattered across the U.S. and in Canada. At its peak, the project employed some 130,000 workers. Late in 1944, Los Alamos began to shift from research to bomb production, as the intended target shifted from Germany to Japan. Plutonium and enriched uranium arrived from Oak Ridge and Hanford, and there was enough for at least one atomic bomb of each type. On the 16th of July, 1945, the world's first plutonium atomic bomb was tested in the New Mexico desert. Nicknamed Gadget, it exploded with 20 kilotons of force and produced a mushroom cloud that rose 8 miles high and left a crater 10 feet deep and 1,000 feet wide. The atomic age had begun.